Thank you for joining Brother Freedom and I on this Tuesday afternoon. The sun is shining and God is so wonderful. We're just so thankful for God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And I'm thankful I had the privilege of meeting Brother Freedom back in 1994. And he shared so many things with me. There's so many things that I never learned in seminary. Yes, I went to seminary and I read a lot of books. But Brother Freedom has shared things with me from God's Word that none of the doctors of theology, I don't know if they even knew such a thing. And it's wonderful truth. You listen in and God's going to touch you, I believe. Father, thank you, thank you, thank you for this glorious day. Thank you for your wonderful love. Thank you for the powerful anointing that comes upon Brother Freedom. We know it's not him. We know it's you, Father, but we're thankful you're using him. And we give you praise and honor for all your wonderful goodness. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Reading from Revelation chapter 1, beginning in verse 3. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the firstborn of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loveth us, and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion for ever and ever. Amen. Behold, he cometh with clouds. And every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty.
Father God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for your precious word. Father, one thing stands out real clear on this reading. It's in 1:3, first verse read, the time is at hand. That's what God said, the time is at hand. It's already here. Maybe a little kinks and things, but it's basically the time is set. The time is here. It's in a time set that cannot, it's right in, involved in it. It's nothing going to pull out of it. It talks about Revelation. Blessed are they that read the word and hear these prophecies. I think it's some of the best for now, to this day at hand, it is the best, some of the best part of the Bible we can read because it's very, speaks right to our heart what's happening. And look, we're seeing perilous times have come. They've been here for a while. And we've seen powers of darkness has come out of a great force. Heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures. More, we've seen all these wrong spirits which are live in mankind. I'm saying mankind. Christian churches and all churches. Very people, very selfish, very jealous, very false accused, a truce, heavy, high-minded, lovers of pleasure. But lovers of pleasure is going to be one of the biggest parts of it. The whole church world is in for pleasure. They're in for having fun. And they think you're a square if you don't want it. But they don't realize all of these are something seriously that steals a parts of our time. And that time that we steal is a time that we need to keep still. If sorry, if we can do it, if we can say we can keep it and still do the things of the Lord, but we're looking right at eternity, right in our face. And if we're looking at eternity, it really needs to talk to ourselves and say, hey, you need to straighten up. You need to be very watchful. Because the Bible plainly says, knowing the time, now it's high time to wake out of sleep. And I truly believe the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ is asleep. I've seen it for a long time, but I believe most of them are asleep. They don't have no move of the Spirit. They've got a form of godliness. They got a form, but that's not the real thing. They practice something that's beyond, it's just they practice. When you do it from your heart, it's not a practice. It's just there. You can practice to be a mechanic, but maybe you'll never be a mechanic. The same way we practice to be a, practice is just trying to do it with a, not fully touching in it. You're not
totally involved in the solid, locked-in truth. Like medical doctors talk about that, they have to guess at something. They have to see if this medicine works, if this medicine works. They have to try it. And the world is going out here wanting to try things, but you don't have to try God no longer. He's already proven himself. He's already there. He is your Alpha. He is your Omega. He's your beginning and your end. He is everything. And when we come to that place that we refuse to take heed to things that he had told us, we're going to let them slip. The Bible says, take heed, let slip. Anytime we let them slip, we're going to let them slip. And when we let them slip, we are getting out of the center of God's will. We're getting out of the range of his hearing to be able to hear from him. It says, my sheep know my voice. They come and call. God's here. He's calling. We're not listening. Look how this series of tornadoes have hit. God is speaking. Oh, church, wake up, wake up. My coming is coming through. No, all they see in this tornado deals is people got killed and hurt and homes got ruined. But what the message was, we're to wake up to seek God. It's time to wake up. Because there's something else coming that's more important than what we're seeing. It's more important to know that Jesus is coming through the clouds of glory and we be ready. Now, we can say, well, we're looking for that. But, I mean, are we really we're looking for it? Are we taking heed? Were we following our every motive in our being that says, I'm waiting for that day, Friday? I said, you know, I thought to myself, maybe this could be the coming of the Lord. He's going to come at a time when there's lots of disturbance. In that disturbance, we're not going to be looking for the Lord. We're going to be looking what's happening in this disturbance. You're going to get very, very busy and doing good deeds. Nowadays you got to do good things. We got a lot of places you can put your money. You can send it to the orphan fund. You can send it to people getting their home blown off. There's a lot of needs. There's needs everywhere you look. One man drilling wells all over the world, some part of the world, and the others doing this. There's you feed the hungry. All these are needs. But what it does, if we're not careful in the need, we got to keep our mind upon the Lord in the need. Do you understand what I'm saying? In the need, we got to keep our mind that it's not the top priority. My top priority is that Jesus is coming the way back. See, that there's going to be a camouflage here trying to keep, Lord put it on purpose. If we're not careful, we'll miss his coming. So we got a lot of things that come into our minds. We need to come down and help us today because we need some help. We need some money today because we need help. All these things they're here with needs. Our nation needs help. Big help. Every place you look, there's problems. This is why, sir, madam, young child, boy, girl, our hope is in the Lord, not in what we see. Jesus is coming back, and when he takes us out, then he's going to come back. He's going to straighten this mess out. But I guarantee you, you've got a meeting at that time going out, or you're going to be left here in a place for troublesome time. You don't know what's going to take place. It's going to be sad, sad, sad. It's going to be troublesome time. Evil days are before you. Problems. Satan just had the field day. And God is your offset, is offset Satan. He's here to straighten you out just before he comes. But if you happen to miss it, I hear these biggies say he's going to be gone at that time. That's the way I see it. I don't think that a lot of them have the real spirit anyway. But you need to wait upon the Lord because every step of your life needs to be directed by him. He's saying, church, church, wake up. But we're still sleeping. We're still infatuated about all the good things in this world. Oh, we got so many good places we can have fun. And we can take a trip down to Disneyland. We can go to, I'm not picking on Disneyland, but I'm just saying, we can take these trips. We're going to take this bus ride. We're going to take this boat ride. We're going to take this plane ride. We're going to go over to the old country. We're going to see Israel. We're going to see all this stuff. That's going to just make you just be a super duper. You know, you're going to be just on a fire. Well, young person with God, you're going to be really close to him. No, you're going to miss him because he says to wait for his son. He says, when you see these things come to pass, look up. Look up means to Jesus. It doesn't mean looking out here at your truck crop, your tomato crop, your almond crop, your whatever you got your mind on, olive crop, or going to some place to Want to go have a super time. Then we want to go to Hawaii. Have a trip over there. You know, and all these hot things is fun. See, at Las Vegas, there's another big thing. Oh boy, you gotta go to Las Vegas. They even send you free trips. Once that means something here, and I said, I don't need it. Don't you see me taking a free trip? That would be the day that the Lord come back. I said, oh my goodness, I missed it all. All these years, I worked for the Lord, I'd miss it. And I'd come against the principality of the air, and I'd have to say, you take the mark of the beast or not the mark of the beast. It's tough to choose what you do in those kind of positions. That's why we need to be out of here when this event happened. The event is coming. It's sooner than you think. It's here with big salutations and coming. We need to wait upon the Lord. When it says wait, it says that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. The wait is so positive. That's why as we as God's children, we need to be waiting on Him. If you wait on Him, even if He don't come, He's going to take care of you. Why you, where you go, where you go, because you're waiting on Him to help you. He is your provider. He is your keeper. You start figuring these things out in yourself, you're going to be so busy running to and fro throughout the whole earth to show yourself in this world, which is God sees you. He sees you as a busy person. You may not be an evil person, but you're just so busy, you've lost your first love. That's pretty serious when you lose your first love, sir. Madam, sister, when you lose your first love, you don't have Jesus in your heart, you're in trouble. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but His word shall not pass away. Seek ye first His kingdom, and then all these other things shall be added unto you. I can give you scripture after scripture after scripture, but I've said it so much, I'm just going to say what I feel comes to my heart. We need to be ready. We need to be prepared. They that wait upon the Lord, what shall renew their strength? He says, I beseech you therefore, brother, mercy, God, present your bodies a living sacrifice. Holy, acceptable unto God is only your reasonable servant. Only your reasonable service, a sacrifice. It might be a little bit of a sacrifice to you, sir, or whoever, brother, sister, but you need to sacrifice a little bit and wait upon the Lord because He is coming. I believe if I was you, I'd take counsel. Let's see. It's better for you to just give them a little time and you don't have to be with the crowd. You just need to wait upon God. Every day you just go down and say, well, I'm going to go out and be with the boys or girls, whoever you want to go with. No, you need to be with Jesus. He is the author, the finisher, and the keeper of your faith. He is that one who will give you strength. He'll give you that power. He'll give you that wisdom. He'll give you that overcoming that no other one can have. They don't have it, and He's got it all. He's got the whole package, sir. Girl, boy, man, wife, whoever you are, He's got the whole thing, and they have nothing. But there's a great big camouflage on us, nothing. Oh, we just buy it up because Satan has put allurement on it. They put a lust on it. Oh, well, don't you just lust after this stuff? Don't you just, no, it'll get you in trouble. It'll take away your joy. To me, the joy of the Lord is greater than all of the tea in China. It's bigger than all of the gold in Fort Knox at one time in Fort Knox. It's bigger than anything you can have. And joy unspeakable is staying in so close to the Lord that He hides you in the secret place. And hiding in the secret place, no ill shall harm thee, nor plague come nigh into thy dwelling, oh man. You don't have to worry about it because He's there to provide for you. He's there to keep you. He's there to strengthen you. Like the Christian should learn, but you haven't learned your ABCs, Christians. This is where you should be. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount the wings of eagles, they shall run and not be weary, they shall walk and not faint, casting all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant. Yes, the adversary devil goes around a roaring lion, seeking whom we may devour. Who resists? Who resists? We're to resist. Steadfast in the faith, knowing the same afflictions are accomplished in the brethren in the world. All these problems, they're universal. They go from one side of the globe to the other side. But there's an answer for all of it. Jesus, 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 He is the way, the truth, and life. No one comes to the Father but by Jesus, that special name of Jesus. He'll get you through. He'll send you the Holy Ghost, give you power that you can overcome. Oh, and when the joy of the Lord becomes on you, you'll have a joy unspeakable, full of glory, that no man can take it from you because He can't remove it from you. It's Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I'm going to quit today because I've said probably enough, but you need Jesus in the fullness. You need Jesus in the power, and He'll equip you in all these areas. God's running through and through throughout the Lord of the earth to show himself strong on behalf of his heart is made perfect for him. All the way that we can be made perfect is to wait upon God and let Jesus come in your heart in the fullest. God bless you all. Pray that God bless you, and amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord for God's wonderful eyes that are going all over the earth. I love that scripture that Brother Freedom shares with us so very often. Praise the Lord. Thank you. God bless you. Amen.